T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Local stories. This is the All Local on KNX 1070 News Radio.
This is Southern California's only 24-hour local news and traffic station, KNX 1070 News Radio. Good afternoon. I'm Mike Simpson.
And I'm Karen Adams. Our top local story. How prepared is L.A. County should the newly discovered coronavirus spread here? We have in-depth team coverage.
When it comes to public health, the mantra is hope for the best, but prepare for the worst.
In many ways, our healthcare system has practiced, increasing its ability to take care of an increasing number of patients.
Dr. Montu Davis, L.A. County Health Officer at the Los Angeles County Department of Public Health.
They've practiced using infection control protocols, for a situation like this, or even worse, just in terms of being infectious, as well as us, preparing to go through screening and quarantining people or observing them, for symptoms if they've been exposed.
Of course, all the precautions are just that. So far, officials repeatedly point out the new coronavirus is not apparently spreading in L.A. Charles Feldman, KNX 1070 News Radio.
And you can listen to our special one-hour KNX in-depth coronavirus race against time tonight at 8.
Doctors say two people with the virus in San Diego are being isolated in the hospital. UC San Diego Dr. Randy Taplitz says one person's in good condition, the other fair.
So these patients are treated expectantly. They are, if they require IV fluids, they'll get IV fluids. If they require Tylenol for fevers, they will get Tylenol. There is no specific FDA-approved treatment for this virus at this point.
There's a third person being tested.
Leaders in L.A. County and the Asian American Pacific Islander community speaking out against any racism related to the coronavirus.
Given the current climate of fear swirling around the virus, which continues to spread in China, local leaders want to get ahead of things, with reports coming in about acts of racism and, in at least one case, violence.
A young person was bullied in his middle school, physically attacked, and accused of having the coronavirus simply because he was Asian American.
Manjusha Kulkarni with the Asian Pacific Policy and Planning Council says they have also heard of people in Chinatown wearing masks being verbally assaulted. LA Police Deputy Chief Chris Pitcher says they are looking into the incident involving the student.
My primary hate crime investigator is reaching out to the schools and the school police and administration to find out what happened in that incident. It has not been reported to the LAPD as of yet.
LA County Supervisor Hilda Solis.
We need to do everything to reaffirm our support to the API community.
She reiterated that there remains just one confirmed case of coronavirus in Los Angeles County. In downtown LA, Margaret Carrero, KNX 1070 News Radio.
The LA District Attorney says she's filed to dismiss and seal thousands of marijuana convictions, some cases dating back to the early 60s.
Nearly 66,000 marijuana convictions across Los Angeles County are right now in the process of vanishing from people's records and lives. This is the result of a proposition passed by California voters requiring those records be cleared by July of this year. It's been a hulking process requiring special computer software to identify eligible cases.
First time I've ever seen a motion filed with also, I guess, a hard drive with all of the cases. We didn't file a paper list of everything. In my opinion, it was worth it.
LA DA Jackie Lacey says convictions were disproportionately against people of color, and she says if those cases dismissed, they'll also be sealed so that the marijuana convictions, and most of them are felonies, will not keep people from certain jobs and housing. At LA's Hall of Justice, Craig Figner, KNX 1070 News Radio.
11 hours after a woman was killed in a hit-and-run in Playa del Rey, police have a suspect in custody.
The woman was struck and killed near the intersection of Pershing and Manchester Avenue just after 1 in the morning. LAPD Officer Mike Lopez says Pacific Division and West Traffic Division detectives swarmed the area, and within a matter of hours, they found the car, a black Audi A5, and arrested the driver, 45-year-old Patrick Finkelstein of Santa Monica.
Mr. Finkelstein was booked for California Penal Code 191.5A, which is a vehicular manslaughter while driving under the influence, and the bail was set at $100,000.
The identity of the 48-year-old woman who was killed has not been released. Police are still working to find additional witnesses to the accident to firm up their case. At LAPD West Traffic Division headquarters, Pete Demetrio, KNX 1070 News Radio.
It's about to get real. DMV officials teaming up with the feds and LAX representatives to urge travelers to get their new Real ID driver's licenses ASAP. If you don't have it by October 1st, you could have trouble getting on a plane.
The last thing you want to do is run to the DMV along with millions of other people frantic to get your Real ID in time. David Kim is secretary of California's transportation agency.
Now, we all know it is human nature to procrastinate, but I'm here to say that this is one instance where you will not want to wait.
You will need a compliant Real ID like a driver's license by October 1st, or you can use your passport. But LAX officials say most people going through the airport here, about 71% of them, are taking domestic trips. And so, if you don't have the new identification card, good luck with that. Keith Jeffries is with TSA.
Travelers will not be granted access, and you will not be allowed to board your flight unless you have acceptable identification.
DMV officials say lines are now shorter, so this is the time to get it done. But for those who think they can put it off until the last minute, like late September, get real. At LAX, John Baird, KNX 1070 News Radio.
The KNX All Local is updated multiple times a day. But for the latest news and traffic, listen live to KNX anytime on Alexa by saying, Alexa, play KNX 1070. You can also listen at KNX1070.com, radio.com, and KNX 1070 AM, news radio.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.